Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. Still I never be the same though. Mind, body and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gang got they sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills there, they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with rioters and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though.
Alhamdulillah, bismillah, bismillah. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah. Mubad, alhamdulillah. Welcome everyone in the name of Allah God. We give all praise and thanks to which belongs to Him alone. And we ask that His praise and salutations be upon His last sealed messenger, Muhammad. And we proceed. Good evening, everyone, to Point of Impact. That's right. Here we are on the 23rd of October on our regular night of Sunday night. And I'm praying that you all are joining us, you know what I'm saying, and me, my host, Hassan Shabazz, and Miss Krista Ellison. That's right, the lady of the family. And we're here today with our profound producer, Jay Sean, you know, plugging us in and getting us right, y'all. And we plan to have a good show for you tonight. We have a wonderful guest appearing with us today, Mr. Philip Hawkins, who is at present time running for councilman of Norfolk. And he is presently and actually a principal. He works as a principal at the middle school of Norfolk. And he's a very profound person. We want to hear his message, and hopefully he can give us a little more detail of how we can improve the situation of the school-to-jail pipeline here in the state of Virginia, as well as in Norfolk, which is a city in Virginia. you know, right now, of course, the status of children in prison has really declined in the past 5 years from 500 and something to like 300 and something. The correct number, I got to get it for you all. But there is a decline in it, and we need to keep that number, it has to keep declining, and we have to come up with more ways to better assist our youth. Is everybody with us tonight?
Yes,
sir. Hey, family, how y'all doing?
Yeah, doing wonderful, brother, doing wonderful. Can't wait.
Okay.
Tonight is going to be a real treat for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I want to remind our hosts on my page, on my face page, I mean our guests and our hosts on my face page, Saturday on November the 5th, they have a very, very, very important rally going on in D.C., and I'm imploring everybody, if you got to carpool, whatever you got to do, get together, get your team together, get your people together, and come on out to that rally. I have it posted up. I'm going to be posting it all week until that time. You guys, man, we got to get out here, and we got to get this reparation. It is only our right. It is what it do, and we really need to get out there and support that movement. So I'm encouraging everyone to please carpool, do whatever you got to do. But let's get out there to D.C. We get everywhere else we want to be. I hear everybody talking about these concerts going on out here and with the, you know, our profound performers, of course, Mary J. Blige, Anastasia, all these wonderful people. Yeah, we making these trips, and I'm not dismissing their talents, but right now, we need to get out here and start supporting these people who are out here trying to make way for our generations of our youth and our legacies of our families to have a means of getting ahead. And that reparation is something that we are desperately in need, and it's long overdue. It's long overdue. So
indeed.
Right now, let's see if we have our guests with us. Jason, do we have our guests with us? Mr. Phillips?
Yes, he's here.
Okay,
6718.
Okay. Mr. Phillips? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can, sir. Oh, praise the due to God. It's an honor to have you on our show tonight.
Yes, I'm on here. Yes, how was everybody?
Thank you.
Good.
Everybody's good.
Wonderful.
Before we begin, let me just remind myself and the staff that at 7:30 we're going to check and see if we got any callers calling in. I've been getting a lot of callers, people hitting me up saying they've been trying to get in and we haven't been pushing them in. So at 7:30 we're going to take callers calling in, any call-ins, and then we're going to also pause again at 7:15 to invite any call-ins to participate. So we apologize if anyone has been neglected in the past. Surely that is not something that is done on purpose. And our producer, he does great work in trying to patch you in. So forgive us if we were shortcoming in that. Brother Phillips, how you doing, man? You had a wonderful. I know you had a fundraiser going on today. You want to begin to tell the people who you are and what you're striving to do out here in Norfolk, Virginia, and what you've been doing out here in Norfolk, Virginia?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much, Point of Impact, for having this wonderful space to have conversations about our communities. I'm Philip Hawkins, Jr. I am a local, lifelong resident of the city of Norfolk. Can you all hear me, first of all?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're fine. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because I'm working from my my direct cell phone, so I wanted to make sure I'm able to be heard. I am a local lifelong resident of the city of Norfolk. I am an educator here in the city of Norfolk. I work with the Norfolk City Public Schools. I've been a part of Norfolk Public Schools educating our families, children, for the last 25 years. I'm a product of Norfolk Public Schools. I'm proud of that. I graduated from Norview High School. Go Pilots. I also went on to receive my higher education from the Norfolk State University right here in the city of Norfolk.
Okay.
I received a bachelor's degree in business with an emphasis in finance and worked for 5 years right out of college in the banking industry right here in the downtown area, working for one of our major national banks. It's currently Bank of America, but at that time it was Nations Bank, formerly Sovereign. I worked there into bank card and commercial banking, credit. Then I decided to switch my career and become an educator and went back to Norfolk State, received my license to teach school with the Commonwealth of Virginia. Did that for 24 of my 25 years, recently received a promotion to become an assistant principal at one of our local elementary schools. I am the assistant principal at the P.B. Young Senior Elementary School, which is located in the heart of the Young Terrace community in downtown Norfolk. Many of you are familiar with it. It's a very clustered section of the city where we have many families who are wonderful families, but of course they are struggling with lots of different issues in parts of the community. One of those areas being the gun violence that we keep seeing persist in the communities, other social and emotional issues, domestic issues that are happening, and they are having a profound effect and impact on our children as they come to school every day. So those are the things that I've been working on for many, many years, but I'm also a civic leader in the city of Norfolk. I've been fortunate to lead communities as a local civic league president. I was the former Civic League president for the Ingleside community here in the city of Norfolk. I did that 15 years ago, currently still serving as a civic leader. I also led as the vice president of the Norfolk Federation of Civic Leagues for the entire city. I worked with not only my neighborhood, but neighborhoods across the city to bring people together to build consensus on issues and priorities for our neighborhoods and for our schools, for our businesses. And so I'm proud of that record. And now that has brought me to this present time where I am currently registered as an official candidate for the office of Norfolk City Council Ward 4. And so I am honored to be here tonight to share my platform and to have a conversation with your listeners about the issues that matter to them. And we know there are so many issues we need to discuss, and we need to figure out solutions that will work today for a brighter future tomorrow. So that's basically who I am. I did have a great fundraiser today. Thank you for mentioning that. I want to thank the brothers, the honorable brothers, Honorable David Muhammad of Elijah 123 Mason, and the wonderful sisters, the queens of Ruth 7 chapter of the Order of Eastern Star. They hosted a wonderful fish fry fellowship over in the Ocean View section near Willoughby, the Willoughby section of Ocean View, for the benefit of bringing people together to meet and greet and to talk about issues that matter. But, you know, it's good to break bread with each other and to fellowship.
Absolutely.
You know, we have to do those things. And we can talk about things that matter to us, and then how can we solve these problems? So it was an honor for me to be with them today, and I definitely appreciate all of the support that came out today in support of this campaign for a victory on November 8th.
Okay. Sister, right now I want to introduce you to one of our hosts, and also who this young lady is profound. She's one you've met, Krista, a few times, Freedom Over Everything. Folk, Krista, would you like to present a question to Mr. Phillips?
I was just wondering what was so active aspect of the prison, the preschool to prison pipeline. How can we be more proactive as a community, and what would you need from us to assist you and the preventative work of the youth?
That's a great question. Thank you, Krista, for that. How can we get involved? What can we do? What can community members do, whether you have children in Norfolk Public Schools or any schools for that matter. If you don't have children, it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck strategy. That is what I recommend. We no longer can sit on the sidelines and complain about the problems that we see that our children are facing, but not being ready to roll up our sleeves and get involved. So I definitely appreciate the work that your organizations are doing. You all have ongoing community outreach events every month. Something is happening over in the Fairmont Park section of the city. So if you haven't been down Lafayette Boulevard, you need to travel down to where Brother Malai and all of the partners there are there with the natural herbs, things that we need to have, the barbershop, the businesses that are there to support the community, but they always give back. So that's what I'm going to suggest right off the bat. Nonprofit organizations or individuals need to get involved. The first thing you can do is to go online to Norfolk Public Schools website, and you would go to our volunteer portal to sign up to become a volunteer. And what that means is you are required to register to become an in-person volunteer or to school, to come into the schools or department. Let us know who you are, because we are bound by regulations by the Commonwealth, the Code of Virginia, that we do have to screen volunteers who come in to the schools to work directly with the students during the school setting. Now, outside of the school setting, it's up to parents and individuals to, you know, come together and to agree to, you know, allow you to work with their children. But in the school setting, we are required by law to make sure we manage that piece. And so Norfolk Public Schools will do a background check to make sure that the individuals who are working with all children in a school setting are clear to work in a school setting. So with that said, that would be one of the first requirements. But for those who are not able to meet those requirements, but you are working through other third-party organizations, there are still many ways you can get involved, even if for some reason you are not able to complete that process. It's still good to reach out to the schools. I would start with the school principal, who is the building leader for the schools that you would want to work with or volunteer in those schools, or be a partner in education. You can donate items to the school for the children, and or you can donate money that will help support our school budgets, because we are limited in how we can spend federal and state and local funds that are allocated for schools. We cannot just take budgeted money and spend it on food items if we're having a social event at the school. We have to rely on schools' funds from the PTA or from other partners in education who make donations to the school, and we allocate those funds specifically for those programs or activities that have a direct and an immediate impact on student success in school and their learning. So that's one way you can get involved immediately without a whole lot. You can figure out which way you can serve and support. I would recommend individuals partnering with organizations such as the Freedom Over Everything organization or any other nonprofits that are actively on the ground doing work in the community. The NAACP, the Norfolk branch, they're doing a lot of great work. And you can work under their umbrella. Also, the Stop the Violence team and other nonprofits that are out here, we have many of them doing great work. The Children of the Sun, they've been engaged in partnerships with Norfolk Public Schools for many years. Mr. Abdul Aswad from the Ballantyne community, they do a lot of great work in our schools. And so that's how we disrupt the school-to-prison pipeline, because it takes a village. It really does take a village to raise our children. We can no longer sit back and wait for the schools to do everything, because the traumas that our children are facing, they're not starting in schools. They start in the community. And they start in the family's homes with things that are happening right in front of our children's eyes that they have no ability at their stage of development to handle those traumas, what we call adverse childhood experiences. So we need to help minimize those adverse childhood experiences by reversing the effects, by being a positive force for our children, by mentoring them, by taking ownership. Our churches can do those things. We can go through those organizations. But by doing that, we take on a leadership role to support children, to be caring adults in their lives. Even though we're not their family members, we are their family in the community, and that will help propel that student to stay on a pathway to becoming literate by third grade. We need children to be able to read, to be able to write effectively, and to be able to compute math effectively by the time they reach third grade. We don't want to wait till they get to third grade, because by that time, it's really too late. We have to start as early as when they are born. And we have programs that are in place that families can learn how to connect their children to early learning. We have free pre-kindergarten programs at Norfolk Public Schools, too. So we need to get families enrolled in these programs for pre-K 3 and pre-K 4 classes so that they can receive help. And then we can also help support the families, the parents who need adult education programs and parenting education programs as well.
Because I think that's important. I'm grateful that you mentioned. You know, just so you guys know, with Community United Focus Cups and Freedom Over Everything, Mr. Phillips has always given us his support, and he has, I mean, since the time I met him, he's been in the field. But, you know, there's a great concern I have because as the ACLU, the org, they have issued a good report on any given day, nearly 60,000 youth under the age of 18 are incarcerated in juvenile jails and prisons in the United States. And this is an outrageous number. You know, and with you doing a lot of the work in the field, like, how do you see our organizations, as you've worked with many of us, Community United Focus, CUFS, and Freedom Over Everything, like, how do you see the effectiveness of these organizations affecting not only the youth, but as you just mentioned, like the parents, because it starts at the home. So how do you see us being more effective, or are we being effective in aiding the parents in what they need to help their children to become better and more productive people in society?
Well, I think we're on the right track. We've started by having many community outreach events. I've seen an unprecedented number of events this year. I mean, literally in the month of August, I can't even count how many events that were scheduled on the same day right before school opened. It was a lot of school, back to school giveaways. We had so many resources and community organizations, vendors out in full force trying to push information out to the community, to the families, because knowledge is power. When we think about having resources, and many times we perish for lack of knowledge because we just didn't know there was a program. If no one tells us or shares that information, you know, we can't blame the families because they just don't know. They're not connected, or at least they feel like they're disconnected from city government. When they just feel like they're just doing things to hurt me or my family, there's a lack of trust there. So we have to rebuild that trust. And I know our organizations, the ones that you mentioned and many others, that's what we have to do by continuing to push those programs in the communities on a monthly basis. Have something scheduled every month that they can look forward to. Just like we do a lot of outreach when the pandemic hit, there were lots of organizations that came out to help with food pantries through the food banks of Southeastern Virginia. And many of those programs are still carrying people now because food insecurity is one of the challenges that our families are facing. How to expect or know where their next meal is coming from. You know, those are real, you know, kitchen table issues that we're all facing. It doesn't even matter about your income. I mean, you can be earning a five-figure salary, maybe $50,000, $60,000, but you're still struggling to make ends meet because the cost of living and just to survive, have a roof over your head. Those are the issues that families are faced with every day, how to provide for their families. So they can't be comfortable and focused on how their children are learning in school when they're just trying to keep a roof over their head. So we need to continue to promote and push these programs in the community so that parents and families will know how to access resources. The churches are very instrumental. Many of our churches have an outreach ministry, or they even have nonprofit ministries that are separate from the church so that they can raise money that can help fund programs. I know Gethsemane Community Fellowship Baptist Church is one of those churches that have a wonderful nonprofit arm called the Garden of Hope. So if you go to that church, you're not just going to church. You're going to get a full experience of support spiritually, but also physically, emotionally, everything that a family will need to close the gaps in the challenges that they're facing. And not only their church, but many other churches, my church and Coronado Olive Grove Baptist Church, we have numerous outreach ministries. And there are many others, Second Calvary Baptist Church and many others over in Berkeley. But I'm calling names out, Second Calvary, New Calvary Baptist Church, because many of these churches are right in our neighborhoods, our communities, and we just need to reach out to them, and the people are there to support. But we need to come together and pull these resources together so that we can make sure we're being very strategic and we're working together, not in isolation, because sometimes when we're not communicating, these organizations, we're working against each other if we're all not looking at, like, what I would like to see happen once I am elected. And even after that, I plan to work as a community leader, but also as an elected member of council, to bring all of these groups under one umbrella. While you still have your separate identities, there are strength in numbers, and what we need to do is have regular meetings and have representatives from every one of these organizations to come together as we look ahead to 2023. We need to plan calendar so that we're working together to plan these events, that they will be more effective in targeting what we're trying to do and accomplish in the community. Okay. And so that is what I want to see happen. But also we need to make sure that we're partnering with the schools, and the schools have to work to partner with you all, as well as the city government at large. We need to open the recreation center facility so that these organizations can operate within the communities, so that we can reach out in the neighborhoods. So we cannot stay separated. I would like to see boots on the ground, true boots on the ground, knocking doors, getting to know our neighbors, with clipboards, with information that we can share, pass out information, how they can connect with these resources, because that's what we have to do. We have to show them that we're not afraid to come to their communities, to come on their level, to reach them, so that we can educate them, we can teach them when we reach them, and they see that we care.
And to add on even further, like, we also, you know, you have Mastered Ashura, you have Mastered ODU, over in ODU, you have Mastered and Crescent, which is in Virginia Beach, but they also reach out to Norfolk area and all over. And you have the Mastered Williams Salam, who also participates in a lot. You have a lot of mosques in the area along with the churches. And, I, you know, that's great that you mentioned that, because there needs to be more organization amongst these institutions of worship and things of that nature. And people need to understand that we as especially as Black people, we have a lot of spiritual, roads that lead us to God. And, you know, so we need to work together in those institutions. Right now I want to introduce you to our other host, Brother Hassan Shabazz, my beloved brother. Hassan, do you got a question you want to present, sir?
Yes. First and foremost, I would like to greet Mr. Hawkins with peace and blessings tonight. Really thank you for being here on the show. And I found what you've had to say so far very enlightening. And I just want to thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Shabazz. Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege.
Yes. Well, you know, Mr. Hawkins, look, I believe that educators are some of the most undervalued people as it pertains to resources that we have here in this country, right? And I believe that educators are underpaid. They do not receive their just due in many cases. And that's what I want to kind of approach when we talk about the school-to-prison pipeline, because a lot of times we don't realize the pressure that educators are under. And so I would like to kind of get you to speak a little bit to that effort, because I believe that we need to acknowledge our educators a little bit more and appreciate them a little bit more.
Yeah. I definitely appreciate you speaking to that. I would love to expound on that, because I was just talking to some other folks as well, because we do need to have a shift, or we have to go back to some of the basics in our country. We glorify the professional athlete with the NFL and the NBA and the MLB and the entertainers who, just like you said at the beginning, everybody was out at Mary J. Blige. We're posting on Facebook our experience. And I love Mary J. Blige. Don't get me wrong now. I grew up on her music too. But at the end of the day, after the entertainment is over, there's work to be done. You know, we can go and be entertained, but then it's time to get in the community and make an impact and make a difference. And so we know our teachers, our educators. When I was a child, the educators were one of the most respected professions there was. You know, there was no one who – I don't recall ever having issues where my parent had to go to school and complain to my teacher about something she didn't understand or didn't know, because my mom and dad were always engaged in my learning, you know, from my earliest years in kindergarten. I didn't go to pre-K in the time that I was in school in Norfolk schools. Pre-K did not exist. It had just started in the early 70s. But I was a product where we just went to school at 5 years old in kindergarten. And, you know, a lot of things were different then. But we need to go back to some of those basics. And off the bat, we do need to place the level of importance and respect for teachers and educators and those who work in education, not just the teachers. When we think about the people who are on the front lines of our schools, our office staff who actually answers the door in the morning when people come to do business at school, you know, they are the first ones that the community will speak to. You know, they answer the door. They bring you in to help serve and support your needs. They bring your children to the office if you have early dismissal or if there's an issue with anything, communications, absences. The office staff, the secretaries, the office managers, the custodians, the teacher assistants, the bus drivers, the child nutrition workers in the cafeteria monitors. You know, all of those people are valuable. When we think about the work, there's dignity in every type of work that has to happen every day in our schools to make them run as they should. And so we do need to come back to a level of respect. We need to make sure that we are advocating to our legislators to increase the pay for the work that they are doing, because they are undervalued. They are far underpaid. Over 15 years ago, many of the salaries and wages of our education employees were compressed, and we did not receive raises for almost 7 or 8 years. And so that put Virginia in a very bad position nationally to compete with other states to bring the best and the brightest to our public schools. And so right now we are suffering a severe shortage in education. If you go to any school in Norfolk Public Schools right now, I don't think there's not one school in Norfolk that does not have a substitute, a long-term substitute, working in someone's classroom for part of their school year this year, or the positions are still vacant. And it's not because Norfolk is not doing something right. It is across the country. So we have to be a little bit more reserved to be ready to help assist our schools. And like the organizations we were talking about, let's start some mentoring programs. Let's start some homework readiness programs outside of school in the community. If we open these rec centers up or we open the churches up, let these organizations come and operate in the church, and we don't have to charge them to use it because they're performing a public service to our children. You know, that's how we need to come together, like you said, collaborate and coordinate, more coordination between organizations to bring about these best practices that would help our schools.
And right there, I thank you so much. That was very much, I really appreciate that because that is so, you're right on, head on, head on nail there. Let's, I think, do we have any caller, Jay Sean?
Hello? 95-10
live. 95-10 live. Yeah, 95-10. I'm on. This is Quahim from Patterson. Hello? Hello, am I live?
Okay. Hey, peace, peace. Yeah, what's up, family? Peace.
Hey, peace, peace, family. How are you? How are you? Okay. Hey, I'm blessed to be on here. I want to thank you. I want to thank you and everybody else that's been going in and out here on that forefront, out there on the ground, doing what they got to do. I definitely want to thank the doctor for coming on and giving his spiel. And I want to specifically say I want to thank you for how you eloquently let it known that some of us cannot get into the school system to be able to help out and volunteer in different ways, but there are other ways to give in return and give up your services to help these youth, because these youth are definitely who are our future, because that's what's going to take over. And whether it be in the school, the streets, or whatever, as parents and all, they're the ones that have to be taught and that we have to get this to. And some of us have things against us that maybe not be able to put us in the places that we need to be, but it could get our voices to the ears that need to be heard. So that's how it goes. Sometimes. So I just want to tell you thank you, sir, for your passion. I heard your passion in your voice when you speak, and for your love and everybody that's out here getting it. And, you know, we all strive. It's just one giant village. This whole world is one giant village. And each one of us could take our little pieces, and I'll take our little pieces in whichever way we possibly can and make something happen. Because if nothing don't happen, something can happen. But if we don't do nothing, we got to do something. And somewhere, and I feel like me personally, I took enough from the streets and the schools and the this, that, and the third with the mishaps that I had in my life. Why can't I take out the same amount of time and give some of it back? You know, because when you take for something, you got to give something back. You know, and that's where the blessings come in. At. You know, so I don't mean, I don't want to hold. Yes, sir.
No,
yes, sir.
No. Before you leave us, and thank you for representing P-Town, Patterson, and the place to be, y'all. No reason.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Can you just share with us if you have something going on also tonight? Can you share with us real quick?
Yeah, I apologize. Pardon me. Yes, I'm a very big supporter of from Street to Christ team under the pastor James Brown from Patterson, New Jersey. I'm also the founder of Felons Further and Families Futures Forever. And what we're going to strive to do tonight, I'm waiting to see how past the schedule is going, that we're going to be getting our Facebook Live, and we're going to be giving out a lot of inspiration and hope and telling our stories and allowing other brothers and sisters of all shades, all colors, all businesses of all kinds, whether you were affected by recidivism, if you were an at-risk person or you know somebody, to get on and share them stories. And we want to know where you're at now. We're trying to let it know that we can make it. Any of us can make it. So we're gonna show them straight up on Facebook Live. Here's clear proof of what can happen if we all come together or we strive to make a difference. So that's what we're going to do. And my brother Malai, he's very supportive of all things that go on in these communities. And that's what me and his brother James Brown on Facebook, that's what we're going to strive to do and try to put out a little more the pity pat off what you guys are doing as well. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling in. We love you, man. Thank you, man.
We love you more, fam. You're ready.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your work and your service.
Y'all make sure to reach out and check that out tonight.
James Brown.
I just want to, New Jersey, y'all. New Jersey is pushing hard. It's like Virginia. And, you know, there's so many places, you know, that we all need to be present. And I thank my family, Quaheem, for calling in. That's a brother I've known since I was a young man, and we grow up together. Krista, is there anything you would like to present also to Mr. Phillips right now?
No, I just would like to say, with both candidates that's running, you know, you all have a lot of strong points. And to the one that wins and the one who stands to fight another fight, I hope that you all will be able to come together and we can still make the things happen that you both see is much needed.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. And it is important for all of us to come together, because after the election, it's time for us to lead, and we have to lead by being the examples that God has called us to be. You know, we cannot just go back to our silos after the election and decide to do it our own way. We have to come together no matter what. If we're going to see real change happen that's going to have the right impact that we need to see in our schools and in our communities, with our families and our businesses, we need to see togetherness. And that's what I'm going to strive for no matter what. You know, I always try to unite people, and that is my spirit, you know, in everything that I do. You have my promise that is what I will continue to do. I am not leaving Norfolk Public Schools. I'm claiming my victory, but I will not be leaving Norfolk Public Schools. That is my blessing, to be the asset, to be in the schools, and to have the opportunity to lead on the council side to ensure that we are getting the funding and the support that we need in the programs, so that Norfolk will get better, and for all of us, not just some, but for all.
Hassan, you want to intercede and add on to what we're just talking about the two candidates coming together, because I know you have emphasized the importance of leadership coming together, brother. Can you speak more to also to Mr. Hawkins the same?
Yes, most definitely, because I believe that, you know, the only way that we get out of this thing is through unity. And, you know, one of my big things is that I like to say that is no man or woman is an island unto themselves. And so though we may have different viewpoints that may be coming from both of these candidates that we've heard on the show, they've made very valid points on each end of the spectrum. And so and it's a wide array of things that have been covered as it pertains to what we've talked to with the candidates. So I just want to say to you know, Mr. Hawkins, that no matter what happens, the work that you're doing right now is what's most important, and it has been. This is what you've dedicated your life toward, and regardless of what the outcome of the election is, from what I hear from you, is that you're not going to stop. And so we really need to get behind brothers and sisters in the community like Mr. Hawkins, who have dedicated their lives toward what they're doing, and the community needs to be more involved. That's what we're calling for, right? We need the community to not only come out and support these candidates, but proceed to support them afterwards. Don't just come out and vote and put somebody in office. Follow them. Help them. What can I do to assist? You know, this is what we need, all hands on deck. So I just want to say thank you to Mr. Hawkins for just saying that no matter what happens, we got to come together.
And with Mr.
Amen.
Hawkins, I know that you've had a busy day. I'm not going to hold you on, but for these 2 minutes here, can you just share with us any last thoughts that you may have? And we're going to let you get out of here, okay?
All right. Well, thank you again, Brother Malai. Thank you so much to all of the panelists and guests here moderating this wonderful platform, A Point of Impact. I am just honored to be in this space tonight again. I just can't tell you how much I have just enjoyed the conversation, the dialogue, sharing ideas, you know, discussing problems, but also ready to offer solutions. And so that is really what my campaign and my leadership is all about. I am about bringing solutions that will work for all of us and bringing people together. No matter what our backgrounds are, we need to come together. We need to set aside our differences because that's what we see our young people struggling with right now. They do not have conflict resolution, mediation. They do not know how to settle disputes except to pull out a gun and destroy and kill. So we have to be the change that they need to see. We need to set the example. We need to sit them down, and we need to love on them, and we need to show them that that is not the way that we should be moving. We have to bring that change. We cannot point the fingers at the law enforcement and say, well, why aren't you here? Why aren't you sending the police? You know, why aren't we knocking on doors? Why do we continue to let it persist when we know the families, we know whose children are doing the crimes, we know which gangs are connected to these violent acts that are happening, but do we say anything? We have to get involved. It's time out for turning a deaf ear and a blind eye and pretending like it's not there. The problem is in the community. And so I know, I am confident, we have to give our people hope to know that we can make a difference and we can bring change, but we have to remain consistent. We have to remain vigilant. We have to stay focused so that we will stay on track and we will see the fruits of our labor. But I am convinced that we will come together after this election. So I am hoping that people will consider me, your humble brother, Philip Hawkins Jr., to become your next council member. I've already been doing the work. I want to continue to do the work to the next level and bring the people with me. I need the people. Okay. The people, we need each other. So I'm looking forward to having future conversations with you. If you would like to reach out to me, you can contact me directly. My phone is directly to me by text or call, but typically my mailbox is full, so you can text me, 757-404-6718, or you can reach me by email, Hawkins4@NorfolkCityCouncil@gmail.com, or you can just go to my website, philiphawkinsjr.com, and I will be glad to reach out to you and to have more conversations, and let's work on these solutions together. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Hey, Phil, man, I don't know. This is my dude. I really appreciate you coming out today and supporting us. And, I'm so genuinely speaking towards you because you are always there for us. And Community United Focus Cuffs, we really thank you so much for all the work you've supported us in, and we deeply appreciate you, and we look forward to doing more work with you and supporting you in the many causes that you are representing out here in Norfolk and in Virginia. Thank you so much again for joining us. Please be safe,
you're
brother.
You're welcome.
And always,
thank you so
always
much.
Know that you're welcome, brother, and I want you to have a safe night. It's rainy out here. Be careful. Get yourself some rest, okay?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to keep working, though. I got to get ready for work tomorrow, but, you know, we'll be back on the ground tomorrow, and we'll continue the work, okay, together. Thank you again.
That's right.
You all be blessed, and look forward to seeing you in the community, focused and ready to work.
You,
all right.
No,
you're welcome. Thank you all. Have a great night.
You too. We have another call. We have another call. Do we have another caller, Jay Sean? You want to bring in? Bring him in or her in?
We got 7900. You live?
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Hello. Who's speaking?
Oh, this is Jacqueline.
Okay, okay. You want to introduce yourself?
Oh, my name is Jacqueline. He invited me on the call.
Okay, okay, sure. What would you like to say, ma'am?
I would like to say I would just listen to y'all a little bit about the young youth. And what we need to do is to engage the young youth. We need to go back old school and get back in the books and try to teach them some more in respect. Because a lot of these young people, they are taking care of themselves. They in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
They 13, 14, and their parents is at the friend house, or their parents got to work.
Right.
So what we need to do and try to engage them back to the respect and more, we need to get to these houses. We need to do a lot of community activities. Try to get to these parents and tell them, you need to come to the community just to listen, just to come, and then we talk about the more than we say and try to get the parents to engage in the school activities.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to try to, you know, get them to learn more about their kids, learn more about what's going on in the world.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling in, Ms. Kathleen. We deeply appreciate it. And thank you for giving us your comment and your suggestion. I think you're very much right. And also, I appreciate you acknowledging that there are many parents who not necessarily want to neglect their children, but having to work and get out and provide and sustain for their family is not always easy. And this is where we as a community come in and support. And we thank you so much. We have another caller. Thank you for joining us, ma'am. Call us in again, okay? And we have another caller right now. We have another caller.
855, you're live.
Yeah. This is Sade. Just reaching out, you know, listening to the show, been meaning to catch the show, just been forgetting the time. I had to reach out and get the time of the show. I just remembered it and caught it, you know, like the past 15 minutes I've been listening to it. So far, I like what I hear, you know. And, you know, definitely, you know, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's okay. And who's this? Who's this, Shadi?
Yeah, this Shadi.
Okay, peace. I love
it. Peace.
Okay. Yes, that's my man. We grew up together, y'all.
Oh, okay,
Another 17th Ave legend, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Good luck. Yeah, man. And hey, thank you for calling in, fam. You know, I miss you, man.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear from you, brother. And I hear you have a podcast also, am I correct?
Yeah. Wednesdays from 7 to 8. Let's talk about it all.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's support it. And thank you for calling in, family. I miss you, and I love you, man. And I'll give my love to your family, you know what I'm saying, and let them know that they definitely in my prayers. And, you know, I'm grateful for the work you've been doing. I know you're now doing a lot of good things, man, and we thank you very much, brother, okay?
Yeah, love you too, brother, and thank you, you know, for having me.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah heal you. I mean, Jay Shaw, we have another caller. Hello?
8861, you live.
Oh, hey, Malai. Sorry, I didn't
realize
that I was on. Hey, big brother.
Hey, baby girl.
Listen,
this is my baby sister, y'all. Yes.
I'm not in Norfolk, so you know, I'm not able to have, I don't have much to say about the voting and, you know, who's running, but education is a very good topic. And listening to what everyone is saying, I think that it's important that you have another show that will be specific on educating our children. Someone mentioned that it's not that someone mentioned that our parents who are raising current children, the children now, that they can't teach what they don't know. And that's an absolute fact. So having a conversation about that.
We're on the call.
I'm in the car. Rick didn't realize we were on the call. He thought we was having a personal phone conversation.
Great call, brother.
Sorry about that. But anyway, my point, the reason why I was calling in, this is a really good topic, and you should definitely consider having some of the brothers come back on and talk more about what the importance of education for our children now and how we can move forward with making sure that that education is interrupted. You know, I have a strong love for figuring out how we're going to make sure that our next generation is coming up strong. So,
yes.
Great topic, encouraging it more. And, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Very well done.
That's my family, you all, and that's my my nemesis, my big my brother-in-law. I got to get back down to Delaware and beat him on that ping pong table. I'm definitely going to take to that advice. We need to have a follow-up on the importance of knowledge and education in our community.
And not just in Virginia, but across the globe, across this country, because this country's education is horrible, and our children don't have anything to grasp onto so that they can themselves be just as successful as the next person.
We had that conversation earlier today
in regards to the educational system in this country. We did some research, and it hasn't changed for 100 years. And this will be the perfect time for just the school structures to start to infuse, you know, information about us, you know, in the education.
Yes.
You know?
How can we be great when we don't have images? I think I heard someone say something about the celebrities, and you know that those. Yes, it's wonderful. It's nice to see the successes of these people, but those are not our true images.
That's right.
And we need to start finding a way that in our homes, in our schools, in our churches, our communities, we're able to show this so that our kids have something to look forward to.
Right.
Not just the little black mermaid, you know, that's
right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We were kings, queens, and princesses, too.
That's right.
Well, we need to definitely you two guys owe us a show anyway, so we need to get you guys back on the show to talk about that perspective. Also with mental health, because what you guys may not know, my sister Tamara's Change is her organization, and she has a practice out in Delaware, which works nationwide addressing the mental ills of our youth. So, you know what I'm saying? Please reach out to tomorrowschange.org, and you can definitely get the necessary.
It's tomorrows-change.org, T-O-M-A-R-O, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrows, yeah. And she's going to mock me later because I always say tomorrows, but it's tomorrows, and that's how it
right,
is.
Sir.
When you said that, I was like, who is that? Who are you talking about?
That's what I call my sister, Tamara. I'm from Jersey. We don't talk crap. So, you know, well, you guys, we're going to have you back on the show. Thank you for calling in. I love you both very much.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of you guys.
We love you.
Man. Proud
we're proud of you.
Very proud, man.
All of you, your whole team.
Yes.
Yeah, I got. I like to tell people I got the super team of the underground podcast in United States, right. Probably in the world. People better
check. Hey, if you don't believe it,
really,
who will?
Hey, shoot, I ain't got right. No touch with belief.
You know what's so cool? When Smiles, you put you on the radio, you know, you're on the speakerphone, and I'm listening. We was going over the bridge. You know, it was raining, and I was like, although we were young in the early '70s, the energy that was coming off of the speakers and the brothers and the interaction, it gave me that same idea of how it was when the community was fighting for each other. So, yeah, you know, good energy, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Keep
yeah.
pushing, man.
Yeah.
Keep pushing.
Oh, well. I ain't got no choice. If you got a team member and family member like Krista and Hassan, bro, they ain't gonna listen. These two people, they ain't trying to hear it. You're getting up and you're gonna dust off and we're gonna keep it moving. So we definitely gonna keep it moving.
That's right,
bro. We're gonna close out now. Thank you so much. Krista, is there anything you wanna add in our closing moments?
No, I just want to thank everyone that called in and those who chimed in with their thoughts and opinions. We most definitely value everything that was said today, and we have a lot of work to do.
Mhm, mhm, absolutely, brother Hassan.
Yes, sir. You know, I really appreciate the show tonight, and then also. Really just thinking about education in so many different ways and how our need for education is more prevalent now than ever for our children to truly be educated and not indoctrinated and not being led astray, because we must understand how especially when we talk about Virginia, right, and how the education system was formed, and that's for a whole nother show. So we do need to have a show.
A whole nother show.
Yeah.
Right.
We do need to have a show, and we need to talk about that. And so, you know, I want to make a motion that we get into that as soon as possible, because it's something that we really
absolutely
need to address. But I love everything that was said tonight, Mr. Hawkins. He really gave a very different point, his experience as pertains to what need to be done for change in the community. And so I'm loving it, brother, and we got to keep doing it. We got to keep pushing it, because I can't get enough. I can't wait until the next Sunday, you know. And so I'm hoping that the people out there feel the same way. And so we're going to keep bringing it. We're going to keep doing it, and we're listening to your suggestions. Whatever it is that you want to hear, what you want to talk about, please let us know. All right?
Good luck. The love. We are running out of time. We have run over our time. But before I go, I just want to really give salute to some people, because out in Old Hunterville, Norfolk, there has been a rash of shootings in the last week, a lot of shootings. And I want to support and send my support out to the Old Hunterville's council, who operates to keep the legacy of that community alive. And that I want to just give a big shout out to Miss Patrice Garvin Thompson, who is really known as Miss B, and Miss Carolyn Lathan. Miss Carolyn Lathan, I look to her as a mentor. She's a very intelligent woman who has experienced a lot, along with Miss B, and they're very, very important to the development of our community out there in Huntersville. And so I want to just let them know that we're here, Community United, Focus Cuffs, and also Freedom Over Everything, Pro and Point of Impact. We're here to support them in the initiatives that they're about to partake in to possibly help rectify some of these affairs that have been going on in the Huntersville community. And our prayers go out to the Huntersville community and all the other surrounding communities and all the communities throughout the United States where black people are suffering. We really have to start praying for one another, and we have to start actively working to aid one another. This has to happen. We cannot keep talking and wasting our breath. You know what I'm saying? We got to get to work and get it done. And I'm telling you right now, you know, at this moment, take this time right now, people. Stop it. Stop whatever you're doing and take this moment to do something that will benefit you in this life and the hereafter, and something that will benefit your family and something that will benefit your community. We love you all. Jay Sean, good job today. Thank you, brother, for your work in keeping us alive and keeping our heartbeat and our movement going smoothly. We thank you so much. As a producer, you do a heck of a job, and we love you, brother.
You're welcome.
You know, you're the silent member of the team, and people just need to know, you know, we are all one body, and we work together as one body, and I'm very proud to have had Mr. Hawkins on today. And very grateful, and I just want everyone and all the callers, you just don't know how much your input means to the show, but also means to the listeners, because the listeners are who it's all about. The listeners are what we are here for, you know, and that is very important to know that you guys are there in support of the things that are being initiated. So we're going to go now, and it's raining. Please, everyone, please be safe. Protect yourself, protect your family, and protect your community. And let's get to work. And remember, November the 5th, which is a Saturday, they're having a reparation rally in Washington, man. Let's get in our cars. Let's get it together, and let's get out there. You know, let's get out there. Let's stop playing, man. Let's stop playing. Let's get what's owed us. I mean, if I owed you $5, you'd be kicking my door down for. You'd be kicking my door down for. For over 400 years, these people been denying us what's ours. But if I owe you $5 from just the other day, you're going to kick my door down. Come on now. Let's get on. Let's get out there and do what we do in the right way, in the right way that it will benefit us, because we don't need to be kicking down no doors. We need to kick it down. We're going to kick it down. Let's kick it down with knowledge. Let's kick it down with representation of who we are in a proper perspective, and let's get what's ours, and let's move on, people. All right? Let's do what we got to do. Everyone,
that's
I love
right.
you
that's
all,
right.
and I got to go. And thank you so much for attending tonight, and please be safe, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you upon the straight path. I mean, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Shout out, Young Swiss. Operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to